The Radio Memories Network is brought to you in part by Liberated Syndication, podcast publishing made easy, libsyn.com. That's libsyn.com.
Thrillers, thrilling mystery, espionage, and political intrigue? Step into the world of action and psychological twist. Join us as we go back to the early days of radio and our imaginations with our featured thriller presentation.
Episode 7, Hammer into Anvil. The new number 2 acts sadistically towards number 6. But which of them is the hammer and which the anvil?
What happened?
Good morning. You know the routine. I'm the new number 2.
What happened to Kate Butterworth?
Who?
The last number 2. And I recognize your voice.
Really?
It's Thorpe, isn't it?
Who?
You are. Did you bring me back here again?
Dear me, did you really think you were number 1?
I...
And that the village was in Wales? Linked by underground train to London. Do be serious, number 6. Didn't it in fact occur to you that none of the food or water was drugged? Except the dew on the grass. We were, of course, monitoring your thoughts throughout.
Monitoring my... And is that what you do? Is it? All the time? Is it?
Dear me, getting a little overheated, aren't we?
If you know what I'm thinking, what's the point of all this?
All what?
This... All of it, the village, you, the lies, the manipulation. Where am I? What?
What are you doing out here? Face down in the grass? Don't drink any more of the wretched dew, unless you really want to drive yourself irretrievably insane.
It is you. Am I really here?
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Lost track of reality, have we? Delightful, isn't it?
What?
Oh, do stop looking so confused, old chap. It's wearing a bit thin. I meant the music. Delightful, don't you think?
It's loud.
Yes. Delightful. Delightful. Is he awake? Or is he dreaming?
He's been given the antidote. He should come around any moment now.
Oh, am I dreaming?
There we are. Wakey, wakey, rise and shine.
Thorpe.
None of that nonsense.
But you are Thorpe.
I'm the new number 2.
You said that already.
When?
On the phone.
The phone? What's he talking about?
They said there'd be some mental disorientation.
They were right, whoever they were.
Speak when you're spoken to, please.
Answer me this. How the hell did...
Go ahead.
What?
Go ahead, caller.
Yes, do go ahead.
Are these just my thoughts? Just dreams? Are you really somehow seeing into my thoughts? Is that true?
Interesting idea.
Just answer the question.
I think you'll find it's me who asks the questions, dear boy.
Yes, I remember. You're the chief inquisitor in charge, aren't you, Thorpe?
Who?
Don't pretend it isn't you. I can recognize your voice.
I really haven't the faintest idea of what you're talking about.
And I haven't the faintest intention of listening to any more of this. Hello, caller. How can I help you?
Oh, dear, now. You made it rain, number 6.
Is this real?
Of course it's real.
Or are you in my thoughts?
What a thoroughly preposterous idea.
Tell me the truth.
You tell me the truth. Why didn't you resign?
Is this the truth?
Is what the truth?
What's happening now? Is this the truth?
The truth is what you make it, number 6.
You... The truth is not what you make it.
The truth is the truth. Reality is reality. You don't decide what reality is. Reality exists. And I exist in reality, so tell me, is this real? Oh. Well, is it? Tell me, answer me!
Dear, dear me, number six. There's far more to all this than you know. Far, far more.
Thank you. Hello again.
Number six again, sir.
No, thank you again. Screen on.
I know you're watching me. What kind of game are you playing now? Am I conscious or not? Or am I still in that laboratory strapped to a gurney?
That would be telling. That would be telling.
Ah. Got him. Here he comes. Oh, there you are, my dear little fellow. I must say I was thrilled when they told me I'd have you as my butler. Add style having you around the place. Thank you. Put my sword stick on my desk, would you? Thank you so much. And now perhaps you'd go and await the arrival of number six. He's on his way here. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Oh, he's made very good time. Hello, do show him in, please. Hello, number six. You must have run all the way. Should I be flattered?
So you drugged me. It was in the dew.
I beg your pardon.
All right, she drugged me. Kate Butterworth, number two, or whoever she was. You all work for the same people. Where is she now?
Dear, dear. So many questions. It's almost as though you don't appreciate the balance of power between us.
Whatever you've got planned, it won't work.
A bold claim.
You can warp reality with whatever drugs or technology you've got here. You can starve me, break me, kill me.
Don't tempt me.
Kill me and you'll never get what you want.
There are worse things than death.
Is that supposed to frighten me?
Look at those fearless eyes. Fearless. But every man has his breaking point.
I'm beyond that.
Du musst Amboss oder Hammer sein.
You must be Anvil or Hammer.
I see you know your Goethe.
And you see me as the anvil?
Precisely. And I am going to hammer you, number six.
If you want to kill me, perhaps you'd better just get on with it.
Very well. Oh, dear Lord, don't bleed to death in here. Come and take six to the infirmary. He's bleeding all over the place. Yes, it's quite revolting.
Suggest you try a little harder. Number 48.
Sadist. Oh, he's no good to me like this. We shall have to probe his mind again.
No, no, please, please, not that. It burns.
Have it set up, number 26.
Of course, sir. Although, perhaps we should give him time to recover before...
Please! No!
Shut up! What the
Get
hell...
Get away from him, you sadist.
26, why wasn't there a guard on number 6's room?
Maybe you assumed I was dead.
I'm sorry, sir, I thought...
I'm not interested in what you thought.
Sorry, sir.
48, get back into bed.
No! No, I can't take it anymore, I can't.
26, stop him.
Sir.
You drove him to that.
You shouldn't have interfered, number 6.
Yes. I realize you'd prefer to conduct your atrocities in private.
You'll pay for this.
No, you will.
Number 26.
Sir?
Get him out of my sight.
Oof. Shoulder giving you trouble?
Your miracle healing technology worked well enough. Worried I'll start bleeding in your taxi?
It isn't mine. I'm not a taxi driver.
Just a hobby, is it?
I'm the operations controller.
Snooper in chief, I get it.
I obey orders.
And launch rover to liquidate people.
I was just making conversation. I can see that was a mistake.
Sorry.
No need.
Because you people don't have any feelings?
Because I can see you don't know the difference between conversation and confrontation.
You must have worked with a fair few number twos.
Are you attempting more confrontation?
Not yet.
Then yes, yes, I have.
Have you ever known one to behave as sadistically before?
Ah, more confrontation.
Are you the same controller who was here when I arrived in the village? Or do you clones swap jobs?
Why do you want to know?
Can you tell the difference between each other? Do you actually have feelings?
I fail to see what that's got to do with you.
Well, for example, do you mind having a psychopath as a boss?
You're home.
I'll take that as a mind your own business.
Please get out.
Thanks for the chat.
Chat?
Yes. Quite revealing.
Revealing?
And I'm not...
Not what?
Not home. I'll never accept this prison as my home.
You'd be happier if you accepted it.
You want me to be happy?
Please get out of the car.
Or what?
I have duties to perform.
For your psychopathic sadist...
Screen on. What's he up to? What are they talking about? Zoom in, enhance sound. Damn, missed it. Rewind. Nope. Wait a minute. Where's he running to? Aerial view. Project his route. Cross and intercept number 26's car on the route back to operations control. He's waiting for her. What's he up to?
Taxi!
I told you, I'm not a taxi.
I know, but you pulled up all the same.
What do you want? How did you get here so fast?
On the wings of a dove.
That's an odd thing to say.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to confuse you.
Do I look confused?
Well, a little, perhaps. Anyway, my apology stands.
Thank you.
I was wondering if we might continue our discussion about the psychopath.
What?
What? What did he say? Enhance audio.
The sadist.
I don't think this is appropriate.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to upset you. Then perhaps we could simply talk?
About what?
Well, what's your name?
My name?
Don't tell me it's Curtis.
I don't understand.
Or are you named after someone else's pet rabbit?
I see. I think I'd better leave.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to upset you.
You didn't?
Sincerely. Will you forgive me?
Yes. I must go.
Be seeing you.
Have number 26 diverted here immediately. I want to talk to her.
morning, good morning, good morning. And it's another spectacularly beautiful day.
Isn't it just?
Yes, it is, number six. Enjoy your day.
I will, my darling. I will, my darling.
Did you hear that? What was that?
Well...
You want me to replay it?
He seemed to be saying, my darling.
Yes, my darling. And earlier I saw him talking to you.
You heard what we were saying?
Of course. Well?
I'm afraid I'm not sure I understand the question.
The two of you seemed... There was an intimacy.
Intimacy?
Yes, and presumably you talked during your journey from the infirmary.
Yes.
We couldn't pick up what you were saying.
I see.
Oh, do you now?
Have I done something wrong?
You tell me. What was the nature of your conversation while you were driving?
Unimportant.
In what way?
Number six made some typically inappropriate remarks, and I ignored him.
You sure?
Yes.
Then who is the psychopath?
Well, I...
Who is the sadist?
I believe you may remember number six's attitude towards
you. So you confess you know that he was calling me a sadist and a psychopath?
Confess? I don't believe it is unusual for number six to insult authority figures.
Why didn't you report his remarks immediately?
I am reporting them now. It was just harmless conversation.
Harmless? I saw you smiling.
I'm not sure I understand.
I saw you smile. Do you deny it? Do you deny smiling?
I
can play back the visual file again. Would you like me to do that?
I don't deny it.
You're not supposed to have real emotions, number 26. You're not a real person. Your function is simply to obey commands.
Yes. Of course, number two.
You're not a real person.
No.
You're just a copy. Cells from a test tube. Well, you disagree?
No.
Good. You can go.
Good morning, sir. What can I do for you?
I'm looking for a present.
Oh, that's nice. What sort of present?
I'm not sure.
Oh, I see. Or rather, I don't.
Yes, I'm not helping, am I?
Oh, I wouldn't say that, sir.
Perhaps I should explain.
Well, yes, that might be a good idea, sir.
Yes, you see, it's for, well, a woman.
A woman?
Yes, a beautiful woman.
Update me on all perimeter surveillance reports.
Right away, Controller.
I want 100% efficiency.
Of course, Mark. All perimeter surveillance posts.
Just one moment. Number 26.
Where's number 6?
Oh, I'm afraid I don't... Just one moment, please, sir. Priority track on number 6, immediately.
Immediately.
Well, perhaps this might suit the lady.
Well, it is very nice.
Made of the finest porcelain?
Yes, yes, I can see that.
Shall I wrap it for you, sir?
It's just that... I'm not sure. I don't really think a porcelain pig is the kind of thing she'd like.
Oh, really? I'm told that ladies often have a soft spot for the little piggy, sir.
Are you? Interesting. No, I'm after something that will... how shall I put it? Something that will make her breast swell with burgeoning passion.
Oh dear, sir. I'm not sure we have anything like that.
That's it. We have him.
We have him, sir.
Good. Where?
Where?
The village shop.
He's in the village shop.
What's this?
That, sir? It
appears to have a speaker and some buttons. Is it a radio?
Oh, no, sir. No radios here. This is what we call a music box.
It doesn't look like a music box.
Oh, no, sir. It isn't a music box in the old-fashioned wind-up sense, but it does play music.
This button here? Is that all it plays?
Keep pressing the button until you find a tune you like.
I see. That's beautiful.
You like it, sir?
Do you think the lady will like it?
Do you?
I think she might.
Shall I wrap it for you, sir?
Hang on a minute. This button to... Yes.
Was there anything in particular about it you were listening for, sir?
No, nothing. Thank you, yes, I think I'd like you to wrap it, please.
Of course, sir. We have some lovely pink wrapping paper just right for the lady, I'm sure.
If you say so.
Sir, what do you make of that?
I don't know.
Are you the beautiful woman to which he was referring?
No.
Then who was he talking about?
I don't know.
Not the woman he was seen talking intimately with earlier? Not the woman with whom he had a secret conversation on the way back from the infirmary? Not, in fact, you?
I can see no reason why number six would
buy me a present. I'm certain the present is not for me.
Lucy, and why do you think he kept playing the beginning of that music track?
I have no idea.
Any particular reason why I should believe you?
I am simply telling you the truth.
Could it perhaps be a secret signal?
I don't see how it could be.
Don't you?
Attention! Number six is now leaving the village shop.
With his little pink parcel, track him.
Track him! Project his route.
He's heading home.
It's not his home.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
Nothing?
It's just something he said, that's all.
During your secret conversation?
No.
So you admit there was a secret conversation?
No! I mean... I'm sorry... Sorry to shout. You're confusing me.
I'm confusing you.
I mean that I was confused. Sorry. There was no secret conversation. I apologize.
I've got another call coming through.
Any further action to be taken on number six, Controller? Controller?
What? No. No further action. My shift is due to end in less than an hour. You take over.
What? Controller? Are you sure?
Take over! Excuse me.
Yes, I know he bought a present and you wrapped it in pink paper. I was watching.
It's only the right thought.
Yes, yes, of course. Of course, thank you.
Is there anything else I can help you with, sir?
The music box thing.
Oh, yes, sir. Would you like one, sir?
No. No, of course not. Well, yes, perhaps I might. To examine. But no, anyway, what I meant was, why do you think he played that piece of music so many times?
Oh, which piece of music was that, sir?
Well, he only played one of them repeatedly.
Oh, yes, I was forgetting. Sorry, sir.
Well?
Well, what, sir?
Do you know why he played it so many times?
Oh, let me see now.
Yes?
No, sir, not a clue.
Thank you. Idiot. Get me number 26 again. Operations Control.
Operations Control.
Get me number 26.
She's left early, sir.
What? Left? Where's she gone?
I'm not sure, sir.
Well, check then. Show me on my screen. Oh, there she is. Where's she going?
Projecting route. She's heading to her home. No, wait!
What is it? Well, has she changed direction?
Confirmed. She's changing direction.
Plot new route?
Plotting new route.
Good God. She's heading for number 6's house.
It's never locked. It isn't customary to knock.
I, apologize.
No need. I appreciate it.
Is that the music box?
The music box. I see I've been under observation. No surprises there.
You bought it for a beautiful woman?
Fishing?
I don't understand.
Perhaps you don't.
What are you doing to it?
It was, faulty.
Why don't you just take it back to the village shop and get another one, then?
Well, I've always been rather good with gadgets. Miniature transmitters, hidden microphones, that sort of thing. And luckily my kitchen knives do the job rather nicely. Of course, I could do with some proper tools.
Not allowed.
Yes, I know. And anyway, hey, presto, it's fixed.
Fixed? What was wrong with it?
Nothing much, but I'm a perfectionist when it comes to music, so...
What? Why are you looking at me like that?
Tell me why you came here.
To check on the purpose of the box.
You already know it's for music. Were you also interested in the identity of the beautiful woman?
We asked the questions.
No, I asked the questions. Did you like the music?
I don't understand.
When you heard it? When you were eavesdropping on me?
I thought it was...
Beautiful? Would you like to hear it again?
No. Yes. I don't have time.
There. It's beautiful, isn't it? What's the matter? Is it a crime here to admit something as beautiful?
What are they saying? Are they talking? I can't see their lips. All I can hear is that damn music. Yes, it definitely looks like they're talking. Why can't we hear them?
We're not sure, number two. The music appears to be cutting across all frequencies.
How ingenious of him. Override it.
Admit it. You like it.
All right. I like it.
I can tell. I can see it in your eyes.
Don't be ridiculous.
I'll tell you what's ridiculous. Come closer.
What?
Come closer. Sit down. Closer. Pull the chair up. Angle it. Just to the left. A bit more.
Why should I?
Because I'm asking nicely.
Are you indeed?
Yes.
Oh, very well.
Just a bit further to the left.
Oh.
Now,
Listen to me very carefully. Are you listening?
Yes.
What the hell is Six up to? Why is she getting so close to him? Have you overridden that music yet?
No, sir. It's proving quite difficult to eliminate
the... Oh, just get on with it, will you? I can see they're speaking. This is intolerable.
Tell me, what do you think Number Two would do if he thought I was threatening your life?
Security guards would be here in seconds. He might even call an orange alert.
You may well be right. But be that as it may, I'm going to kill you.
What? I don't believe you.
Why not? I'm going to kill you, do you understand? I am going to kill you.
No, you're not.
You think I won't do it? You think I have some sort of affection for you? You, one of my jailers? Someone who watches my every move? Someone who robs me of my privacy, my liberty? I'm going to kill you.
No.
I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you.
What the hell's he saying to her? She looks transfixed. Activate the lip-reading software.
I'm sorry, sir, it's already on. But they've angled themselves so that we can't see their lips. We can see the side of his face moving, but that isn't enough for the software to work, and her lips are obscured by his shoulder.
What's he telling her? What the hell are they up to?
Wouldn't you expect Number Two to have sent his guards or even Rover by now?
But he hasn't. Why not?
Because he can't hear me. I adjusted the music box so that it jammed the signals.
How did you do that?
Increased the radio frequency so that it cut across the transmissions from the concealed microphones in here.
You know where those microphones are.
What do you think? I've been here long enough.
Why have you done this?
So that we can have a private conversation.
Number Two will be sending someone to shut that box down.
But you're not going to report it? Or even switch it off?
Well,
then perhaps I'd better be quick. The box is for you, by the way.
Me? Why?
So that you can listen to the music you love whenever you want to.
I may have to have it destroyed.
Up to you. What's your real name?
We will, of course, have it analysed before we destroy it.
What's your real name?
The skills you've used to alter it may give us some clues as to the answers we require of you.
I only want to know your name.
It's Janet, okay?
Janet. Very funny.
I don't think it's funny.
You don't?
No. That was the name I was given.
Why?
How should I know? Does anyone choose their name?
Some people change their names for effect.
Not me. We're told...
Go on.
We're told not to use names. What's yours?
I'm not a man, I'm just a number, didn't you know? We're all numbers here, number 26.
Why are you doing all this?
All what?
Talking to me, giving me a present.
How would you assess the current Number Two?
I'm not sure I should...
You've already said you've worked with a number of them.
I don't think I said...
Yes, you did. How does this one rate?
I don't think it's my place
What if it were my job to ask?
Is that the real reason you're here?
What do you mean?
To assess Number Two's fitness for the job.
Or maybe that box is just a romantic gift for a beautiful woman.
I'm not beautiful.
Who told you that?
I should go.
I'm glad you liked the music. Be seeing you.
Number Two, I...
Going somewhere in a hurry?
No, I mean, yes, this box, this music box.
Ah, yes, interfering with our eyes and ears in Number Six's house.
I suspected as much. I shall have it analysed and destroyed.
Quite right. Any idea why he did that?
Did what?
Tampered with the music box to jam our signals.
No.
No?
No.
What was he saying to you?
Oh, the usual.
The usual, what's that?
Well...
The two of you seem to have developed something of a relationship, Number 26.
relationship?
Yes, he said that he was buying that box for a beautiful woman, did he not? Well, you saw him on the surveillance camera footage, didn't you?
I did,
Are
yes.
you that beautiful woman?
I'm afraid I have no idea what nonsense Number 6 has in his head.
But that's precisely what we want to know, Number 26. We want to break him and find out precisely what nonsense he has in his head.
Yes. Yes, of course. I'm sorry, I didn't mean...
Beautiful, isn't it?
Beautiful, Number 6.
Beautiful day, Number 2. Do come and join me for a glass of water.
Run along, 26. And report back to me about that music box.
Of course, sir.
Do sit down.
Thank you.
Cool, clear, fresh water.
Really?
From the tap, of course, but I'm sure that's pure.
Are you?
Unlike the dew. Eyes?
Thank you.
Drink up while it's frosty.
Thank you.
So.
Yes?
I'm glad we're having this chance to have a little chat.
Is that what we're having?
Planning on putting me in hospital again?
If necessary.
Is that the action of a responsible Number 2?
My actions are my own business. And I'd be grateful if you were to remember that, Number 6.
And I'd be grateful if you weren't such a sadistic bully, but we can't have everything.
Have a care, Number...
Be seeing you!
What?
Number 26, Janet.
What?
Over there. She was watching us.
Where?
She's going now. Yes, off she goes. Look.
Why did you call her Janet?
That's her name, isn't it?
She told you that?
Of course.
Of course. Why was she watching us?
Isn't that her job?
What do you mean by that?
To observe. That's what she does, isn't it?
Yes, yes, of course.
Then she reports to her superiors.
To me?
Oh, of course. Yes, to you. That makes sense. You're her immediate superior, of course.
Immediate? What do you mean by that?
I did get your number right, didn't I?
What are you trying to say?
Oh. Nothing. Nothing at all. Just that one is above two, surely?
Of course.
Precisely.
Your point being?
All of us are ultimately answerable to Number 1, are we not? You, me, Number 26.
I will find out what you're up to, Number 6. Don't imagine that I won't.
Off so soon?
Be seeing you.
How's the plan going?
The plan?
The plan to hammer me, to make me the anvil for your rage, to break me.
Oh, I will break you, Number 6. You can be sure of that.
Do you have a timetable, or are you just making it up as you go along?
You think you're very clever, don't you?
How soon do your superiors expect results? Are you running out of time?
Oh, I have all the time I need.
Really? Oh, good for you.
Be seeing
it. It's just, I've often wondered.
Wondered what?
What happens to retired Number 2s? Or perhaps I should say fired Number 2s.
I'll break whatever little conspiracy you're trying to hatch.
Conspiracy?
With Number 26.
You're getting paranoid now.
Oh, am I? Am I indeed? We shall see. We shall see. Get me Operations Control. Priority.
Operations Control?
Oh, you're back there already, are you? I thought you'd be getting that wretched box analysed.
I was. I'm awaiting...
Never mind that. Project Anvil must go into full operation. Orange alert.
Orange?
Orange alert. Now, straight away, Target 6.
Target 6?
Just do it. Don't question me. And report to me here in the Green Dome immediately, Number 26.
Yes, sir. Orange
alert. Target 6.
Show me. Where's number 26? I asked her to come here.
She should be on her way to, sir.
Ah, here she is now. Switch to interior view of Six's home.
Immediately, sir.
He spotted Rover.
Why have we sent Rover?
Keep watching. Set Rover to infiltrate.
Infiltrate? But why?
Be quiet. Set Rover to infiltrate.
Setting Rover to infiltrate.
Away from my house! Do you hear me?
Dear, dear me, number six. Not so smug now. Nothing you could put against that door will stop Rover getting in. Not when she's in infiltration mode.
But what are you doing? Rover will crush him. Do we have orders to kill him?
Tell me about the music box.
Nothing.
Nothing? You had it analyzed?
Yes. Negative result.
Really?
No! You can't just...
You're having a relationship with number six, aren't you?
No!
Then why are you so concerned for his safety?
Because I don't know. Do we have orders to kill
him? Or are you both part of some conspiracy? Observing me, judging me, reporting to...
No! Why would you think that?
So you deny it?
Yes.
You're a liar!
What's happening to him?
I love you.
I love you.
He died in the service of his country. That's all they'd say. All they would say. And they gave me a number. As stubborn as your file suggests. Well done for not surprising me. I can see I'm really rather going to enjoy this little project of mine.
No.
I love you.
I love you.
If you thought we sent you to this so-called village, why did you come back to us? Dear, dear, dear. Lost track of reality.
No. Reality is truth. I know what reality is.
I love you.
I love you.
You know, I think we've finally broken him. Patch through a readout of Rover's results.
Patching through.
I love you. I love you. I love you. Oh, yes. I definitely think we've broken him.
I love you.
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 I love you. I love you. I love you.
Now, this will be the proof I need. Something new coming through now.
I don't understand.
Oh, really, my dear? Do you seriously expect me to believe you? So what do we have here? Are you number one? Interesting.
At least turn and face me.
At least turn and face me.
What does that mean?
Oh, don't act the innocent with me. The game's up, number 26. Laughter? And what? No, no, no. What's that supposed to mean?
You've broken his mind. Now you'll never get what you want out of him.
It's been clear to me from the start that you two have been conspiring against me.
What? No, that's not true.
Oh, you deny the secret conversations. You deny visiting him. You deny that he played that music and spoke tenderly to you.
Yes. No! Look, you've confused things.
He called you a beautiful woman?
Yes. Yes, he did. Is that so wrong?
And now we have it. The confession.
I'm not confessing to anything. You're twisting what I'm saying.
Am I? Then tell me the truth. Tell me what you really know about number six. What he said to you when that music box was blotting out his words. Well?
He said he was going to kill me.
What? Don't take me for a fool.
It's the truth.
You'd better start talking some sense, number 26. Or you'll be the next one Rover absorbs.
He asked me to assess you, all right? He asked me how I thought you were doing in your job.
But why do you think he asked that? Huh?
I don't know.
Do you think he was sent here to assess me? To spy on me? Tell me the truth. I will have the truth, number 26. None of your excuses, your I don't understands and whimpering. Tell me the truth, damn you!
Yes! I suppose.
Suppose? What do you suppose? Suppose what?
I suppose. Yes. I do think he's here to assess you.
Yes, I am number one. Always was, and always will be. Yes.
This is it. What?
What? What is it? What does it say?
It says, yes,
I am number one. I always was and always will be. Then...
Then what?
It says laughter again. These are number six's innermost thoughts. This is what he's saying in his mind. This is what Rover is picking up from his mind. He is saying...
I am number one. 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 I am number one.
I am number one. I am number one. I am number one. I am number one. How can this be? Answer me.
Why ask me?
Because you're in on this! You all are!
No. I think you've got this all wrong. We should speak to number six. He can't be number one.
It's here! In black and white, you idiot girl! Here! See it! Read it! Go on, read it! Read it!
You!
Read it, or I'll run you through where you stand.
All right. I am number one. I am number one. I am number...
Shut up! Get out! Get out, I say! And don't go to him! Don't go to him or I'll kill you! Operations Control, are you still there?
Yes, number two.
Recall Rover.
Rover, destroy your mind. Can you understand me? I've still got the box you gave me.
What? Janet? Janet? Is that you?
Where is she? Where did she go?
We've located number 26, sir.
Put her on the screen. Oh, that bloody music again. She said she'd destroy that box.
It's still jamming our microphone signals, but we can see their lips.
Activate lip reading software.
Activating.
And be quick about it. Did you know anything about this?
About what, sir?
Don't play the innocent with me. About six. Spying on me with number 26. Don't be an idiot, man. You've seen the readings from Rover, haven't you? Six says he's number one.
Are you number one?
Janice, is that you?
You said you were number one. Are you?
Janet, is that really you?
Yes, I'm Janet.
How do they do this?
How do they do what? Who do you mean?
Kate Thorpe. Janet, they all changed.
Did they?
You remember Belgium?
Belgium? What about it?
Why did you want me to meet you at Mont Saint-Jean?
I didn't.
Well, they forced you?
No, I mean, I didn't meet you at Mont Saint-Jean.
What? You're not her.
Not who?
Not Janet.
What? My name is Janet. I told you that. I wasn't lying.
Huh. I see.
What do you see, Number Six? Or are you really Number One?
Number One?
That's what you said when you were inside Rover, that you were Number One.
I remember. Yes. I remember.
Then you are? And you're here to assess Number Two?
Does he believe that?
Yes. He does.
What do you see, Number Six? Or are you Number One?
Oh, my God.
Number One? That's what you said when you were inside Rover. That you were Number One. I remember. Yes, I remember. Then you are... And you're here to assess Number Two? Does he believe that?
Stop! Stop! I've heard enough. Turn it off!
Number Two, are you all right?
Activate resignation protocol.
But, sir...
I resign. Tell them Number Two... has resigned. Tell them.
And you, Number 26?
What about me?
Do you believe I'm Number One, sent down amongst you to pass judgment on Number Two?
I suppose... Are you?
I'll tell you what I am.
Well? Are you going to kill me?
I'm the hammer, and I'm going to find my anvil. Going somewhere?
What do you think?
Is that for you?
You know it is.
What do you think they'll do with you? Kill you?
Worse.
What could be worse than that? Staying here.
Well, you know. You're one of them, aren't you? You know what they can do.
So who's the new Number Two? Is it you?
Is it you? Let's take a look inside the Green Dome and find out. After you.
No. After you.
Still convinced I'm Number One?
Aren't you?
What? Hey! What about Number 26? What? What was that? Number 26, was that you? Number 26, can you hear me? Are you still out there? What? What's going on? What the hell is going on? Are you trying to crush me? Ah, oh, oh. What the hell's happened? This looks
happened to me?
3, ignition.
What the hell's going on?
2.
No, I don't believe it. This isn't real.
1, blast.